Mike Harding, and you're very welcome indeed to another hour and a bit of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. And this show, as I promised last week, is devoted entirely to songs about the environment, about Mother Earth or Gaia or whatever else you want to call this little inconsequential ball of matter that is rolling through space as I speak, sitting here in this shed in the Yorkshire Dales, moving at some incredible thousands of miles an hour, although I'm not conscious of it because this is Yorkshire and we're still full of Yorkshire pudding and gravy here, which slows us down a bit. Any programme about the environment and folk songs has got to have this song in it. I'm going to kick off with it. Joni Mitchell from Ladies of the Canyon, with a warning song that many people took no notice of whatsoever. Big Yellow Taxi.
Up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see 'em. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Pay farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
They paved paradise and put up a parking lot. Well, they haven't so much around here because we're actually just in the Yorkshire Dales National Park, but there's lots of places I can think of that that would apply to. That song, Big Yellow Taxi, comes from a 1970 album, Ladies of the Canyon. Cat Stevens, on his album Tea for the Tillerman, wrote one of the first of the English folk scene's songs about the environment, songs about what we were doing to the planet. It's called Where Do the Children Play?
Jumbo planes, taking a ride on a cosmic train. Switch on summer from a slot machine. Just get what you want to if you want, as you can get anything. I know we've come a long way. Changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play? Well, you roll on. over fresh green grass for your lorry loads, pumping petrol gas, and you make them long, and you make them tough, but they just go on and on, and it seems that you can't get off. Oh, I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play?
Stevens from the album Tea for the Tillerman with Where Do the Children Play. While I was listening to that, I was thinking about how poems about the environment, I don't know all that many songs that come from beyond this modern period, but certainly poems like The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, Coleridge's poem about the man who shoots the albatross and brings bad luck on the ship until it eventually ends up being run by a crew of the dead. That was, if you like, one of the very first ecological poems, very first wake-up and warning poems about what was happening to the land around us. And, of course, he was writing just at the start of the real brunt of the Industrial Revolution. And I was thinking also, as I was listening to that, about John Martin, the great Victorian painter. If you don't know his stuff, just look him up. John Martin, as you would imagine it being spelt, M-A-R-T-I-N. And he painted these wonderful apocalyptic paintings in the Victorian period, when, of course, these islands, in particular the north of this country, were being turned into the workshop of the world. And he illustrated Milton's Paradise Lost, for example, using the coke ovens and the smelting ovens of Sheffield as the site of hell. So there's Satan having his debate in pandemonium, and all around Satan are the great coke ovens and the great ironworks and smelting works of Sheffield. So, if you like, even in that early period of Victorian days, people were becoming a little bit conscious of what we were doing to the planet around us, certainly here in the birthplace of the Industrial Revolution. Later on, of course, in America, the same awareness came. John Muir founding the Sierra Club and the American National Parks. John Muir, of course, the great Scots climber, walker, outdoors man. And the consciousness of America has long been attuned through things like the Sierra Club to the notion of the planet as a whole thing on which we all live and on which we all depend. Mother Earth, if you like. Here's a band called Goose Creek Symphony, a cracking band that vary between old-timey and sort of country rock, from an album called Live at the Mountain Arts Centre, with a song called I Am the Earth.
I am the Earth. Out here in space, I am the home of the human race. I am alive. Oh, can't you see that that you've got to learn to treat me tenderly. I am the mother of you all. I've watched you grow from something small. I've fed you well. I've loved you true. At one time we were one, me and you. But now the halo round my head has turned from pure to something red. My seas are filling up with waves, and now you're trying to give me your own face. Can't go on this way for long, for you are weak, but I am strong, and now you broke my only law. I wonder what will happen to you all.
Goose Creek Symphony there from the album Live at the Mountain Arts Centre with a song called I Am the Earth. Wally Whiten was an old mate of mine way back when. I started playing around the folk clubs and getting on the radio doing stuff for Radio 2 down at the studios in Maida Vale. He was a great friend, a great man, and I knew him as a singer and as a songwriter too. And one of my favourite songs of his was one I've not been able to get hold of him singing, but I've been able to get a copy of the Ian Campbell Folk Group singing. It was called Leave Them a Flower, and it was well before its time. Wally had something of a vision when he wrote this song. You'll notice that the treatment that the Ian Campbell Folk Group give it sounds a bit dated now, because, of course, things were different then, and instruments were different then, and the way we played was different then. But nonetheless, the message is the same as it ever was. Here's Ian Campbell with Leave Them a Flower.
I speak on behalf of the next generation, my sons and daughters, their children to come. What will you leave them for their recreation? An oil slick, a pylon, an industrial slum.
Leave them a flower, some grass and a hedgerow, a hill and a valley, a view to the sea. These things are not yours to destroy as you want to, a gift given once and for eternity.
You plunder and pillage, you tear and you tunnel. Trees lie in toppled roots, finger the sky. Building a land for machines and computers. In the name of progress, the farms have to die.
Leave them a flower, some grass and a hedgerow, a hill and a valley, a view to the sea. These things are not yours to destroy as you want to, a gift given once for eternity.
Fish in the ocean, polluted and poisoned. The sand on the beaches, stinking and black. And you with your tankers, your banks and investments, say never worry, the birds will come back.
Leave them a flower, some grass and a hedgerow, a hill and a valley, a view to the sea. These things are not yours to destroy as you want to, and if given ones for eternity.
When the last flower has dropped its last petal, when the last concrete is finally laid, the moon will shine cold on a nightmarish landscape. This gift to our children, the world that you made.
Leave them a flower, some grass and a hedgerow, a hill and a valley, a view to the sea. These things are not yours to destroy as you want to, a gift given once for eternity.
The Ian Campbell folk group there with Leave Them a Flower. That's from an album called The Times They Are A-Changing. Now, Malvina Reynolds, many of you will know for her writing of the song Little Boxes. She was a great songwriter, a great social commentator, and her song What Have They Done to the Rain was written as part of a campaign to stop above-ground nuclear testing. A lot of people think it was written about acid rain. It wasn't. It was written about nuclear testing, which was put in strontium 90 in the air. When it was washed down by the rain, it got into the soil and into the grass, which cows ate, and then the milk that the cows gave was drunk by children. And they actually started sending off the milk teeth of small children to have them analysed because people were worried. And they did find that strontium 90 had been deposited in the teeth of small babies. Well, a year after this song was written, President Kennedy signed a treaty against overground testing. Kate Sayer asked for a version of this song from The Searchers, but I'm afraid I don't have any Searchers albums on the shelves. So instead, I've got Joan Byers, who does a beautiful version of What Have They Done to the Rain?
I'll sing you the gentlest protest song I know. It doesn't protest gently, but it sounds gentle. It's called What Have They Done to the Rain? Just a little rain. The grass lifts its head to the heavenly sound. Just a little rain, just a little rain. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain. The gentle just a little boy.
Joan Baez with What Have They Done to the Rain from my album All My Trials, Lord. Now, Chris Robinson suggested, why don't you play They're Going to Build a Motorway from Leon Russellson's album that he did with Roy Bailey, Songs of Life from a Dying British Empire. I thought, well, that's a good idea. I'll play it because there is a humorous way of looking at the planet and what we're doing with it. A humorous, satirical way, an ironical way, which sometimes works better than tub-thumping. So I'm going to play that. They're going to build a motorway from Leon Russellson, one of our greatest singer-songwriters, in my humble opinion. But before you hear Leon, I'm going to play Pete Seeger from an album called God Bless the Grass, a fantastic ecology album or folk environmental album. And Pete Seeger's going to sing a song which applies to damn near every city that I can think of, perhaps apart from York. Cement Octopus.
There's a cement octopus sits in Sacramento, I think. Gets red tape to eat, gasoline taxes to drink. And it grows by day, it grows by night, it grows over everything in sight. Oh, stand by me, let's protect this tree from the freeway misery. Who knows how the monster started to grow that way? Her parents are frightened, wish it would go away. But the taxes keep coming, they have to be spent on the big bulldozers and the tanks of cement. Oh, stand by me, let's protect this tree from the freeway misery. Dear old McLaren won't take this lying down. We can hear his spirit move in the sandy ground. He built this Eden on the Dooney Plain. Now they're making it a desert again. Oh, stand by me, let's protect this tree from the freeway misery. Now the men on the highways need those jobs we know. Let's put them to work, planting new trees to grow. Building new parks where the kids can play. Pushing that cement monster away. Oh, stand by me, let's protect this tree from the freeway misery. There's a cement octopus sits in Sacramento, I think. Red tape to eat, gasoline taxes to drink. Yes, it grows by day, grows by night. It grows over everything in sight. Oh, stand by me, let's protect this tree.
They're going to build a motorway through my back garden. No one can explain how I came to be chosen. They're going to build a motorway, they're ripping up the trees. Soon the lorries will be lurching through me cabbages and peas. Word came from the council, it was all about a plan, which I didn't understand, but it sounded very grand. They spoke of urban redevelopment and improving the environment. They said to ease the traffic flow, a bit of my backyard would have to go. Well, I don't know. I suppose that those who've started it must know best. And I wouldn't want my vegetable patch to hold up progress. They're going to build a motorway through my back garden. No one can explain how I came to be chosen. They're going to build a motorway, they're ripping up the trees. Soon the lorries will be lurching through me cabbages and peas. My brother lives in Lilac Grove, it's just across the street. I've not seen him for weeks. We always used to meet and have a pint or two at the old Dun Cow. It's just a heap of rubble now. The pawn shop's disappeared and so's the barber's where we always used to go. And I don't know. These noisy great machines are working non-stop. And funny things are growing. And it looks as though the bomb's dropped. The bulldozers are closing in on my back garden. No one can explain how I came to be chosen. The bulldozers are closing in, they've ripped up all the trees. Soon the lorries will be zooming through me cabbages and peas. I don't go out much anymore, can't find my way around. The wind nearly knocks me down, there's tunnels underground. And just to get about from place to place is like a bleeding steeplechase. Day and night the traffic flows, it's best to plug your ears and hold your nose. But I suppose I'm better off than some. Don't think I'm just sour, and I'm grateful for the grandstand view I'm getting of the rush hour. They've built an 8-lane motorway through my back garden. No one can explain how I came to be chosen. They've built an 8-lane motorway, they've ripped up all the trees. Now lorries zoom where once I grew me cabbages and peas.
I know I've said this before, but I will say it again. I do hope that somebody or some group of people or whatever get together and do a double album of Leon Russellson's songs, because I just think that that guy has written some of the best songs of the last 30, 40 years. That was They're Going to Build a Motorway, Leon Russellson, from an album he made with Roy Bailey called Songs of Life from a Dying British Empire. Before that, you heard Pete Seeger with Cement Octopus from his album God Bless the Grass. Now, the impact of industrialised societies like Britain, France, Spain and whatever on the indigenous peoples of Africa, Australia, Canada, America has been, of course, immense. And it's only in the last 30, 40 years that we've been hearing the voices of those people singing songs about the coming of the West and the effect upon their lives. Buffy Sainte-Marie, that great singer, songwriter and First Nations woman, wrote a wonderful song called Now That the Buffalo's Gone.
Can you remember the times that you have held your head high and told all your friends of your Indian claim? Proud good lady and proud good man, your great-great-grandfather from Indian blood sprang. And you feel in your heart for these ones, oh, it's written in books and in songs, that we've been mistreated and wrong. Well, over and over I hear the same words from you, good lady, and you, good man. Well, listen to me if you care where we stand, and you feel you're a part of these ones. When a war between nations is lost, the loser we know pays the cost. But even when Germany fell to your hands, consider, dear lady, consider, dear man. You left them their pride and you left them their land. And what have you done to these ones? Has a change come about, Uncle Sam? Or are you still taking our lands? A treaty forever George Washington signed. He did, dear lady, he did, dear man. And the treaty's being broken by Kim's or Dam. And what will you do for these ones? Oh, it's all in the past, you can say, but it's still going on here today. The government now wants the Iroquois land, that of the Seneca and the Cheyenne. It's here and it's now, you must help us, dear man, now that the buffalo's gone.
What a voice. Now that the buffalo's gone from Buffy Sainte-Marie's album The Best of Buffy Sainte-Marie. Now, one of the smallest creatures on the planet, the honeybee, could also be one of the most essential for life as we live it. Bees pollinate all flowering and fruiting crops. And in China, people are now, because there are so few bees, are now having to go out with paintbrushes and pollinate the trees by hand. In California, masses of hives are taken on huge lorries and taken from orchard to orchard and released into the trees because there's been colony collapse all over the world, and we think that it's probably caused by nicotinoids, chemicals that are being sprayed to get rid of pests and are also killing the bees. Well, Einstein was no fool, and he reckoned that if the bees went, mankind would have about 5 years left on the planet. Here's Nancy Kerr with Martin Simpson and Andy Cutting and her own song, Dark Honey.
One summer's evening, and the kids ran free. All the bees were swarming in the cemetery. And they sucked that sweetness their natures crave from the flowers that grew on every grave. And you tell your children life finds a way. You can breathe dark honey from the dying day. And we've a little sweetness to soothe our stings and the slightest suffering winter brings. Some other children, some distant home, they fear the humming of a different drone. Some sugar's flowing from every pore. Some hunger's growing on the spoils of war. And you tell your children life finds a way. You can breathe down honey from the dying day. And leave a little sweetness to soothe our stings and the slightest suffering winter. City beach, she feels a hive of slavery and her sweet survival in the midst of man is to make dark honey from a coal can. But you tell your children life finds a way. You can breathe dark honey from the dying day and leave a little sweetness to soothe our stings and the slightest suffering winter brings. Driven the drone of bees from all the fields and cemeteries, he'll miss that richness his nature craves. But our flowers will grow upon our graves. And you tell your children life finds a way. You can bring it back on you from the dying day and leave a little sweetness to soothe our stings and the slightest
is called Murmurs. I played tracks from it before on this show, and that was Simpson, Cutting and Kerr with Nancy Kerr's own song Dark Honey. Now, fracking is something that you're either for or seemingly very much against. Some people think it's a good idea to pump toxins at high pressure into underground aquifers, the source of our drinking water or the water for growing plants, and many people don't think it's a good idea to pump toxins into our water system. Interestingly, it seems that the people who argue most vocally for fracking seem to have a vested interest in it. I'm not going to get into the argument here and now. Here's Steve Tilston with one of his more recent songs from his album Truth to Tell, a song very much about fracking, Running Out of Road.
Wake up, the earth is weeping out in pain. That man is making mischief once again. His mean machines are boring through the crust. That man is bound to pound the rocks to dust. But he's running out of road. He's running low on chances. The signs of reason clearly showed that he's running out.
Steve Tilston there with Running Out of Road from his album Truth to Tell. Now, I don't know how many of you will know about the Green Man, perhaps people listening in Canada and Australia, and perhaps even those in the west of Ireland might not be aware of him. It's a symbol that appears in many European churches and in some parts of North Africa as well. It's mostly just a human head with leaves spewing out of the mouth and very often going on to garland round the head. There are other versions where the sides of the face are turning into leaves, and it looks as though he's had leaves stuck all over his face. This character is known generally as the Green Man, and he's supposed to be a spirit of the green world, a spirit of the living world. Why is he in churches? Well, my own opinion is that he's put there to frighten away evil spirits, because he symbolises our relationship with the planet, with the earth. Anyway, that's just my theory. But if you do get to have a look at the Green Man, it's quite an interesting subject. And if I can blow my own trumpet here, I wrote a little book on the subject myself. Well, the Green Man is sometimes called Jack in the Green. And there's a couple of traditional tunes called Jack in the Green. And also there's a song about our oneness with the earth called Jack in the Green, and that's by Jethro Tull, and it's for Di, Minx, Alison, and for Peter Kay, who both wrote in suggesting this song.
Have you seen the Jack in the Green? With his long tail hanging down, he quietly sits under every tree in the folds of his velvet gown. He drinks from the empty acorn cup the gilded dawn sweetly bestows, and taps his cane upon the ground, signals the snowdrops is trying to grow. It's no fun being a Jack in the Green. No place to dance, no time for song. Who wears the colors of the summer song, yeah, and carries a green flag all winter long. You never sleep, does the green still run deep in your heart? Oh, oh, what will these changing times, motorways, our lives keep us apart? Oh, oh, well, I don't think so. I saw some grass growing through the pavements today. Charges left with him to prove. Each belayed across whispers Jack in the Green. Oh, Jack, please help me through winter's night. And we are the fairies on the holly tree. Oh, the mist of the rush is coming, Jack.
I do like to see Ian Anderson dancing around on one leg, playing the flute. There aren't many people from Blackpool that can do that. Not even Maddie Pryor. Jack in the Green from Jethro Tull's album, The Best of Acoustic Jethro Tull. If you're listening in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and wherever else, and have just joined us, this show is devoted entirely to folk songs about the environment. And you can go to the website if you want details of all the songs that you hear on this show, and you'll also find links through to the artist's website, and you'll find links through to a gallery, and also links through to a little page where you can donate if you want to send a few bob to the show to help keep it running. Now, mining. Well, what can you say? Coal has probably done more to change the planet than anything else, even oil. If you think about it, the city I was born and brought up in, Manchester, was surrounded by coal fields. And but for coal fields, there would have been no industrial revolution there, and it might not have spread as quickly as it did across the planet. Mining, of course, in these islands was the mainstay of the North East, the Yorkshire coal fields, the Kent coal fields, Wales, and of course, over in America, Kentucky was very much a mining state. There are a lot of great songs that came out of Kentucky, songs like Drag Lines by Deborah Silverstein. Dolores Keane does a great version of that. The Allen End Don't Stop Here Anymore. Kathy Mattea does a wonderful version of that. But I'm going to play you something now that was requested by quite a lot of people, in particular for Meg Rose and Dave Longley. I'm going to play you John Prine's version of his own song, Paradise, which just about says it all.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking.
Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Avery Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. And the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, then they rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
In that case, paradise wasn't paved over and turned into a parking lot. Mr. Peabody's coal trains came and hauled it away. That was Paradise from John Prine's album Great Days, which is an anthology of his best stuff. Another reaction to the despoliation of the planet, as I pointed out earlier when I introduced the song They're Gonna Build a Motorway, is humour. And Earl Oakin and Martin John Carey both wrote in to suggest that I played Tom Lehrer from the album That Was the Year That Was, singing Pollution. It's a comic song, but with a lot of edge to it. Satire, irony, call it what you like, but I still think it works.
Time was when an American about to go abroad would be warned by his friends or the guidebooks not to drink the water. But times have changed, and now a foreigner coming to this country might be offered the following advice.
If you visit American City, you will find it very pretty. Just two things of which you must beware: don't drink the water and don't breathe the air. Pollution, pollution, they got smog and sewage and mud. Turn on your tap and get hot and cold running crud. See the halibuts and the sturgeons are being wiped out by detergents. Fish gotta swim and birds gotta fly, but they don't last long if they try. Pollution, pollution, you can use the latest toothpaste and then rinse your mouth with industrial waste. Just go out for a breath of air and you'll be ready for Medicare. The city streets are really quite a thrill. If the hoods don't get you, the monoxide will. Pollution, pollution, wear a gas mask and a veil. Then you can breathe long as you don't inhale. Of things there that you can drink, but stay away from the kitchen sink, the breakfast garbage,
that you throw into the bay. They drink at lunch in San Jose. So go to the city, see the crazy people there, like lambs to the slaughter. They're drinking the water and breathing the air.
Tom Lehrer, who many of you will know, was a mathematical genius. In fact, I think he lectured in mathematics, and he also wrote some of the funniest songs ever. Very much the feel of the 1950s and 1960s about that, but nevertheless, it works for me as a cracking song. Pollution, from Tom Lehrer's album, That Was the Year That Was. There are also, of course, songs of hope. We're gambling, many believe, in the Last Chance Saloon, but at the same time there are people writing wonderful songs which inspire us and actually give us some hope that things will get better. Kareem Polwart is, for my money, one of the best songwriters these islands has produced in a good many years. I loved her when she was working with Malinky, singing traditional songs, and since she's been on her own and working with other people, of course, on various projects, I think she's turned out some absolutely wonderful songs. This is a song that she wrote shortly after, I think, the birth of her son Arlo. And I love this verse in it. I cross my heart and I hope to live just long enough that I can give it all to you, my darling one. Rivers flow and rivers run.
This weary earth we walk upon, she will endure when we are gone. While kingdoms come and kingdoms go, rivers run and rivers flow. You know I don't believe it's true that in this world there's nothing new. For darling, you have just begun. Rivers flow and rivers run. And if the river should ever run dry, somewhere the rain will still fall from the sky. When I'm beguiled by the fear, the darker days are drawing near, my darling, you seduce the sun. Rivers flow and rivers run.
Threshold. Now, it's suggested by, amongst other people, Nell Bridges. Now, rivers do run, and when they run clear and free, they're the lifeblood of the earth. but when they run polluted or when they run too much, they cause problems. It's two songs about flooding. Here in the north, we've seen cities like York and Carlisle flooded like never before. We've seen families driven out of their homes, buildings destroyed, bridges collapsing. I don't think in my life I've ever seen such devastation. My own sister, Colette, my kid sister, has been washed out of her house in Manchester, a month in a travel lodge and 6 months in rented accommodation while they try and sort it all out. 36 houses on her little estate were flooded. 36 houses amongst many, many thousands. And of course the politicians come up for their photo opportunities wearing their wellies and smiling at the camera and insisting they take this very seriously and they'll get something done about it. But do they? Do they, buggery? Here's a Randy Newman song about a flood in Louisiana, 1927, sung by the great Martin Simpson. And that's going to be followed by Bob Dylan singing "The Levee's Gonna Break."
President Coolidge come down here in a railroad train with a little fat man with a notepad in his hand. And President Coolidge, he said, "Little fat man, isn't it a shame what the river have done to this poor cracker's land?
love you, Mama, both night and day. I got to the river and I threw my clothes away. I paid my time, but now I'm as good as new. I paid my time, and now I'm as good as new. They can't take me back unless I want them to. They better keep on raining. Keep on reading, the levee gonna break. Some of these people gonna strip you of all they can take.
Dylan from the album Modern Times with The Levee's Gonna Break. And before that, you heard Martin Simpson from his album Prodigal Son with Louisiana, 1927. The great Randy Newman song about the little Cracker Barrel politician coming down to the floods and talking nonsense. Now, Egg is a beautiful island just about an hour's boat ride from Mallaig on the west coast of Scotland. A beautiful, beautiful place. Its small community of 80 people successfully got rid of the landlord, gaining governance over their own island and over their own lives in 1997. It's a very special place. A group of women singers, songwriters and musicians, including Kareem Polwart, Eliza Carthy, Kate Young and Rowan Rheingans, amongst many others, made their way to the island in the summer of 2015 and got together to make a beautiful album called Songs of Separation, which, as it suggests, is songs of leaving, perhaps songs of leaving the land behind, songs of leaving people that you love behind. They worked with each other on the songs and supported each other, and they produced an absolutely fantastic album. I was meaning to play you a track from it next week. In fact, I will. I'll play you Kareem Polwart singing next week. But I want to play you a song now suggested by Kareem. It's sung by Rowan Rheingans, and it's a beautiful song about, well, the earth and our relationship with it. It's called Soil and Soul.
There's a woman in the mountain, there's a woman in the hill. There's a woman in the mountain who knows this place well. There's a bird that's circling and then roosting and watching, every trickle unfolding, every stream separating into soil and soul. Soul and sea, what will we leave when we leave? What will we leave when we leave? Life is a story between clan and stranger, between landlord and crofter, between saints and nature. It's the red of a fox cub bleeding in the hedgerow, and the red of our death chase, a tail-coated tally-ho. And soil and soul, soul and sea, what will we leave when we leave? What will we leave when we church bell, or the school bell, or the factory bell. Our time will tell, tell of Roman roads and standing stones, then motor cars and river streaked in petrol rainbows, tools and bones and coins spilling down the side streets. There's a bird that's circling and then roosting and watching, every trickle unfolding, every stream separating. There's a woman in the mountain, there's a woman in the hill. There's a woman in the mountain who knows this place well. And she's telling a story of clan and stream.
her grip and this whole island slips away to soil and soul. Soul and sea, what will we leave when we leave? What will we leave when we leave? Soil and soul. Soul and sea, what will we lose if we lose? And what will we leave when we leave?
Oh, that song comes from a beautiful, beautiful album called Songs of Separation. That was Soil and Soul. What will we leave when we leave? The arrangement was absolutely amazing. I think the singing was, well, I think as a track, that is just one of the best things I've heard in a long time. Long, long, long time. Now, Andy Barnes is a lad from Milton Keynes who wrote a song called The Last of the Great Whales. There's been about 30 recordings of this song. Some of them call it the last, in fact, most of them call it The Last Leviathan. I only have a very few versions of the song. Last week I played you Grace Griffith's version, which is a beautiful, beautiful version. But what I'm going to play for you now is a version by the Fisherman's Friends from their album One and All. This is their version of The Last Leviathan.
Last night I heard the cry of my last companion. Then came a blast from a harpoon gun, and I swam alone. I reflected on days gone by when we were thousands. Now I know I soon must die, the last Leviathan.
My soul has been torn from me, and I am bleeding. My heart, it has been rent, and I am crying. As the beauty around me fails, and I am screaming, I am the last of the great whales, and I am dying.
This morning the sun did rise in a crimson north sky. The ice was the color of blood, and I heard the wind sigh. I rose up to take a breath, it was my last one. From Macon came the roar of death, and now I'm undone.
My soul has been torn from me, and I am bleeding.
We all are gone, there will be no more hunting. The big fellow is no more, and there's no use lamenting. What race will be next in line? Oh, for the slaughter. The elephant and the seal, or your sons and daughters.
My soul has been torn from me, and I am bleeding. My heart, it has been rent, and I am crying. As the beauty around me fails, and I am screaming, I am the last of the great whales, and I am dying.
The Last Leviathan there, from the Fisherman's Friends album, One and All. And apologies to Mark Brunt, who wrote in asking for Lou Reed singing The Last of the Great American Whales. Just couldn't put the both of them in the programme side by side. It's something I'll maybe play in a future programme. Now, I was going to include Eric Bogle's great song Bushfire in this show, but I wanted to leave on a little bit of an up note, a song that gives us some hope at least that we can change the world and make it a better place and save the beauty that we've still got on the planet. And his song Wilderness, I think, is an absolutely beautiful song. It comes from the album Voices in the Wilderness. If you don't know Eric Bogle's work, Eric is a Scotsman who moved to Australia as a young man and who's written some of the best folk songs of the last 50 years. Songs like The Band, Played Waltzing Matilda, Willie McBride, Now I'm Easy. So many, many great songs, including this one, Wilderness.
Deep inside each one of us, there is a wilderness, a wild and secret place where our souls find release, where we are children once again, living in an unspoiled land of earth and trees and sky and peace. Save the wilderness, save the wilderness. It's a part of us, the part that sets us free. Save the wilderness, save the wilderness. If it fades and dies, then so do we. This is the age of dark machines that rule our lives and rule our dreams. The tapestry of a living dream is fading fast to gray. Our future has been bought and sold. We've all been paid in fool's gold. And there's a price we still must pay. Save the wilderness. Save the wilderness. It's a part of us, the part that sets us free. Save the wilderness. Save the wilderness. If it fades and dies, and so of the cold dark universe, haven in the emptiness, bright star of the unknown.
slowly spins our planet Earth in her blue-green loveliness, our precious, lonely, fragile home.
Save the wilderness, save the wilderness. It's a part of us, the part that sets us free. If it fades and dies, then so do we. Save the wilderness, save the wilderness. It's a part of us, the part that sets us free. Save the wilderness, save the wilderness. If it fades and dies, then so do we.
Eric Bogle there with Wilderness from his album Voices in the Wilderness, bringing this show of folk songs about the environment to a close. Next week is a general show, loads of great new releases on it, and the week after that, I think, is going to be a show entirely about drink, the demon drink, and the good things that drink sometimes does as well. There's going to be songs in it like Slim Dusty's The Pub with No Beer, Johnny Handel's They're Pulling Them Down, The Old Pubs, and Hamish Imlach's Goodbye Booze. Thanks again for listening. Spread the word, keep the faith, and mind how you go. Ta-ra.